This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Purple urine bag syndrome, a rare but treatable condition in long-term care. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MDMPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence, purple urine bag syndrome, PUBS, is a rare but clinically significant condition affecting some long-term care residents with indwelling urinary catheters. Although often mistaken for infection or hematuria, the condition is benign and results from bacterial metabolism in alkaline urine rather than infection itself. A case report published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal illustrates the diagnostic and management challenges clinicians face when encountering this unusual presentation. Key takeaways: purple urine bag syndrome occurs in patients with indwelling catheters and is caused by bacterial pigment production in alkaline urine, not infection. The condition is more common in long-term care settings where catheter use is prevalent and often misdiagnosed as urinary tract infection. Management focuses on catheter care, urine acidification, and distinguishing benign PUBS from true infection based on clinical symptoms. What is purple urine bag syndrome? Purple urine bag syndrome is a benign discoloration of urine in catheter bags caused by bacterial metabolism, specifically the production of indigo and indurubin pigments by gram-positive bacteria in alkaline urine. According to the Canadian Medical Association Journal case report, this phenomenon occurs when urease-producing bacteria, including Providencia stuarii, Morganella morgani, and Proteus mirabilis, break down urea in the urinary system. The purple coloration, while alarming in appearance, does not indicate infection or systemic disease. Instead, it represents a harmless chemical reaction unique to certain bacterial metabolic pathways and elevated urinary pH levels. The condition predominantly affects older adults in long-term care settings who have been catheterized for extended periods. Clinical updates emphasize that PUBS is easily recognizable once understood, but frequently triggers unnecessary investigations and antibiotic prescriptions in care settings unfamiliar with the syndrome. Clinical presentation and diagnostic challenges. The hallmark of PUBS is the sudden appearance of purple or blue discoloration in the urine bag and tubing, which prompts alarm among care staff and family members. The case described in the CMAJ demonstrates that this visual finding often leads to assumptions of hematuria, infection, or deterioration in the resident's condition. However, patients with PUBS typically present with no systemic symptoms, no fever, no dysuria, no sepsis markers, distinguishing it sharply from true urinary tract infection. Clinicians must differentiate PUBS from genuine infection by assessing clinical signs. The absence of fever, normal white blood cell count, and negative or low-yield urine cultures are key diagnostic indicators. When purple discoloration appears alongside fever or elevated inflammatory markers, true infection must be excluded. This distinction is critical because many long-term care residents already receive frequent antibiotic courses, and misattributing PUBS to infection contributes to inappropriate prescribing and antimicrobial resistance. Purple urine bag syndrome. Key clinical characteristics, distinguishing features that differentiate PUBS from urinary tract infection: asymptomatic patients, PUBS only, 9-term catheter use, 4 weeks, 88% alkaline urine pH, 7% urease-producing bacteria present, 85% fever or systemic inflammation, 8 source CMAJ case data. Georgian Medical Journal News Management and Prevention in Long-Term Care. The management of PUBS centers on 3 practical strategies outlined in the CMAJ report: catheter care optimization, urine acidification, and reassurance. Once PUBS is recognized as benign, no antimicrobial treatment is required. Instead, clinicians should focus on regular catheter assessment, ensuring proper drainage, and preventing catheter-related complications. Urine acidification, achieved by adequate hydration, cranberry supplementation, or in some cases mild urinary acidifying agents, raises the likelihood of preventing bacterial overgrowth in the first place. For long-term care facilities, education is paramount. Quality and safety protocols should include staff training to recognize PUBS and prevent cascade testing and unnecessary treatments. A simple protocol: assess for systemic symptoms first, then confirm absence of infection markers, can substantially reduce inappropriate antibiotic use and healthcare costs. This approach aligns with stewardship goals in settings where resistant organisms are a growing concern. Purple urine bag syndrome is a benign, self-limiting condition caused by bacterial pigment production in alkaline urine, not true infection, and should not trigger antimicrobial treatment in asymptomatic patients. CMAJ Case Report 2020. What this means for patients. If you or a family member develops purple discoloration in a urine bag, alert your care team, but avoid unnecessary alarm. This is usually a harmless chemical reaction, not infection. Request assessment for fever or other infection signs before agreeing to antibiotics. For clinicians, recognize PUBS as a benign condition in asymptomatic, afebrile catheterized patients with normal inflammatory markers. Avoid antibiotics. Instead, focus on catheter care, hydration, and urine pH management. Document the finding to prevent repeat investigations. For policymakers, include PUBS recognition in long-term care staff training and antimicrobial stewardship programs. Establish simple diagnostic protocols to reduce inappropriate antibiotic prescribing in catheterized populations, lowering resistance risk and costs. Frequently asked questions: is purple urine bag syndrome an infection? No. PUBS is not an infection, but a benign chemical reaction. Bacteria present in the urine produce indigo and indirubin pigments when urine is alkaline, causing the purple discoloration. True infection would present with fever, elevated white blood cells, and symptoms, which PUBS patients typically lack. Who is at risk for purple urine bag syndrome? According to the CMAJ case report, PUBS predominantly affects older adults in long-term care with indwelling catheters in place for extended periods. Alkaline urine and colonization with urease-producing bacteria are necessary conditions. How should purple urine bag syndrome be treated? PUBS does not require antibiotic treatment. Management includes optimizing catheter care, ensuring adequate hydration, and considering urine acidification through cranberry products or dietary measures. The discoloration typically resolves with catheter replacement or improved urinary drainage. As antimicrobial resistance escalates globally, the ability to distinguish benign conditions from true infections becomes increasingly valuable in resource-constrained settings. Training long-term care teams to recognize PUBS represents a practical, low-cost intervention that protects vulnerable populations from unnecessary antibiotics while improving diagnostic accuracy and clinical stewardship. Source: Purple Urine Bag Syndrome in a Long-Term Care Resident, Canadian Medical Association Journal.